Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, you get to actually control the content of the website. You see something online that you think is interesting, you'd like to share it with some of our listeners, you go to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep. You just put the link in there and describe it if you'd like. And then other people will decide whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Many more people see it. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can take control of these airwaves and bring up anything. That is the point of the program. Hopefully, we'll be able to announce an exciting new affiliate later on tonight once I receive confirmation that everything is going well there. 855-450-FREE is the number. And there's also news that is really sad. The feds have shut down a farm. Why? I bet you can guess.
I'm guessing raw milk.
Yep. The Washington Times, keeping us safe from those conniving Amish people trying to foist their unprocessed, unhomogenized raw milk down Americans' throats. Who do they think they are?
If they just assimilate, you know, if they just act a little more American, then it'd be okay.
When you say American, you mean obedient to the state?
I'm not exactly sure what...
doing whatever they're told to do? Because that's what the problem is. The state is very upset. People calling themselves the state are very upset at the Amish people. I mean, they are bucking the regulations. They dare to compete with the big milk manufacturers and offer people fresh raw milk right out of the cow, basically.
Yep. People that want that.
Right, people who are choosing. They're not foisting it on people. They're not advertising it as something that it's not. It's being advertised as raw milk. The FDA has won its two-year fight to shut down an Amish farmer who is selling fresh raw milk to eager consumers in the Washington region after a judge this month banned Daniel Algier from selling, or Algier, from selling his milk across state lines. And he told his customers he'll shut his farm down altogether. The decision has enraged his supporters, some of whom have been buying from him for 6 years, and who say government is interfering with their parental rights to feed their children. But the
there's this big movement out there. It's called Nourishing Traditions, and they're really into raw milk, grass-fed beef, and things like that. And my wife has read into it, and the people that believe in this diet believe thoroughly in this diet. And there's lots of people with lots of different beliefs and diets, and
sure.
Whatever. You know, that's the idea. You would think in America is that you could pick the diet that you want.
Well, to me, I find it so ironic because the standard American diet is what it's called, like what most people eat, which is generally a lot of processed food, is absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that, you know, you can't have milk because it's raw, because you have to stay safe, is just, it just laughs in the face of this, because most of what the government promotes you to eat is horrible for you.
They know what's best, Julia. Who do you think you are questioning our masters?
They wouldn't subsidize corn in the way that they do if they knew it was best.
Well, I think it's clear they don't know what's best. They've changed the food pyramid.
On a regular basis, yeah.
Yeah, so they're constantly modifying their opinion as to what's best. And unfortunately, a lot of food companies go right along with it. And
Well, they're funding it.
They're funding the food pyramid?
Yes, that's lobbyists, people from the milk industry and all kinds of industries basically pay the government so that they can construct the pyramid to suggest that you need a glass of milk with every single meal, for example.
Well, and that's probably what Nourishing Traditions, the people that the Weston Price folks would be into. Yes, they probably would say a glass of milk, but they'd say a glass of raw milk because it contains the enzymes.
Saying that you shouldn't drink a glass of milk. I'm just saying that pyramid, and it's not just the milk industry; it's other industries as well. That pyramid is constructed based on who's paying them.
Indeed, there's no doubt about it, and they're not stopping grocery stores from selling Cheetos. Nope. You know, and I love Cheetos. I got no problem with Cheetos. But they're stopping,
like the hot ones.
They're stopping an Amish farmer from selling raw milk. I mean, really?
That's how insane it is.
Is that dangerous?
What more do you really need? Maybe you're new to Free Talk Live. Maybe you're hearing us for the first time tonight, and this is news to you. You've never heard of this before. For us, this is old, you know, this is not the first Amish farmer that the feds or the state agents have gone after. It's just one of many. Mm-hmm. And so, but maybe this is the first time you've ever heard anything like this. What more evidence do you need that the government is literally in almost every possible aspect of your life as you can imagine? What more do you need to prove to you that the government has extended its reach plenty far into your personal decisions, into your own body and your own ability to decide, well, what to do with it? I mean, what more do you need? As though it weren't obvious enough when, you know, they banned things like marijuana. Clearly, they're trying to tell people what they can and can't do with their bodies. But now, it's just gone to the point of absolute absurdity. I mean, at least you could make the excuse with marijuana that it alters your state of consciousness, so you shouldn't be able to have it. Which is a poor argument, but nonetheless,
well,
you could make that
argument.
Well, especially
because it's been ruled, I think we read it on the air, the study about sugar having the same effects on the brain as cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read that on the air. Maybe it was with Stephanie, but basically, the brain reacts the same way as when you do cocaine. Like, it's just as addictive, and the same pleasure centers are lit up. And
interesting.
So it's funny because they would gladly sell you sugar.
Oh, there's plenty of candy on the market.
Yes, there is.
Like, I've had Coke and I've had candy bars, and I can tell you there's a difference.
There is a difference.
Okay,
I believe you. I've never had Coke, and I'm not interested in having Coke.
Coca-Cola.
I've had Coca-Cola, but not Coke. The drug. In case you needed any more evidence that the absurdity is to the max, I mean, how much more ludicrous can it get? Really? Can someone come up with a more absurd situation than going after farmers for selling milk to willing customers? Really, I would like to hear it. Can someone come up with something more? I mean, sometimes the government does surprise me with its absurdity. Like, I feel like in many cases they've gone as far as they possibly can into the realm of the ludicrous, and then they do end up surprising me. So maybe someone out there can think of, you know, what's next? What is the next ludicrous headline that we're going to see about the government getting involved in our personal choices? 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share that with us. You're certainly welcome to share your opinions on this. We can get into more of the news piece here in just a moment because people are already calling in with thoughts. But in addition to that, maybe you agree with the feds. Maybe you're somebody, I mean, I don't think we've ever had anyone call to agree with the feds on this. But maybe you are that person who maybe work for the FDA, and you can call and tell us why this is important, why this Amish farmer needs to be shut down, and he needs to be, you know, possibly put in a cage, and, you know, we need to put a stop to this raw milk. It is a scourge across America. Children are getting hooked on this stuff. Really? 855-450-FREE. John is in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. The acronym fits it perfectly for standard American diet. It's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And then it just fits it really perfectly. But the thing is, I don't know if you've heard this movie, Farmgate.
I'm not familiar with Farmgate, no. Yeah, I mean, I try to keep it.
I heard on another talk show today about Farmgate. It was about the, you know, something about this here. Then there was another one, Farmageddon.
I've heard of Farmageddon, yep.
So these are documentary films?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, they're going to be into everybody's stuff. Pretty soon they'll be telling them how many children they can have and just everything.
It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, we started having government bureaucrats show up at people's houses and audit their pantries. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. How much more crazy can this get? We'll tell you more about what happened with this Amish farmer here in a moment. Also, of course, take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE, especially if you're someone who thinks this is the right thing to do. We've got to put these Amish people, we got to stop them.
Could there possibly be somebody out who's going to call in?
We need more raids. armed raids. Bring the SWAT team in. Bring the Bearcat in. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you'll find there. We give them to you free at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband, mid-band, narrow-band, different stream bit rates for your internet connection, whatever works best. You'll find one over at listen.freetalklive.com. And our radio listening options are listed there as well. All the great radio stations, over 100 of them, from coast to coast that carry the show at various times throughout the week. In addition to that, our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, the webcam, we have the listen lines, the KU band satellite channel as well, just free to air. All the details are over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plenty of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Now, coming up here in less than 2 weeks is going to be the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. And if you love freedom, you should be at this. If you have been considering joining the Free State Project, you know, that movement that we've been talking about on this show for years, the movement that we all moved to New Hampshire for, to get active, to become more, to get together with other people that love liberty and do something to achieve liberty in our lifetimes, there are 1,000 people here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. There are over 11,000 people that have pledged to move to New Hampshire, and hundreds of those people will be at the Liberty Forum. Many of the voices you hear on the show, Free Talk Live, in fact, will be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum every single night. And also many of the people that you hear calling this radio program will be in attendance there. And so you get to connect with some of those folks, and many of them may end up being your neighbors in the future if you make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So it's a great opportunity to network socially with other liberty-minded people, but in addition, you get to see some great speakers, people like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime. He was just recently arrested in Miami for being a photographer. And
taking pictures.
That's right. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, her husband Mark, in jail, federal prison for years for selling marijuana seeds. She's going to be there. Peter Schiff, the famous investment advisor, one of the people who actually predicted the economic crisis, he is going to be there. Plus Prax Girl from the Prax Girl YouTube channel, the Praxeology. John Bush will be there, and many others. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get signed up there, get the full schedule of the event. Also, use coupon code FTL2012. That's FTL2012 to save 10% over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we will see you there. We'll continue here, take your phone calls about anything, but I want to give you a little more information about what happened with this Amish farmer, Allgyer. I think that's Allgyer. I think it is. Allgyer. Okay. Daniel Allgyer has been prevented from selling his raw milk to eager consumers in the Washington region. The feds have told him he may not sell his milk across state lines, and he told his customers he'll be shutting his farm down altogether as a result of that.
Imagine how eager you are as a consumer to go out of your way to get milk. I mean,
you have to be pretty excited about that milk.
Think about it for a second. Every one of these people likely goes to the grocery store once a week, if not at least every other week, right? But they take special time out of their week, either to have it delivered or to...
Which costs more.
Right, absolutely. It does cost more to get raw milk, no doubt about it. Or they go to his farm in order to get it for themselves. And imagine how passionate you have to be about your milk in order to do that.
The Food and Drug Administration, which launched a full investigation complete with a 5 a.m. surprise inspection and a straw purchase sting operation. The hell does that mean? Straw purchase sting operation? Against Mr. Allgyer's Rainbow Acres farm.
Like a straw man is something that's fake, so a straw purchase could be a fake purchase.
Or were they buying sting? Straw?
I don't know. I suppose
Mr. Allgyer's Rainbow Acres farm near Lancaster said unpasteurized milk is unsafe and said it was exercising its due authority to stop its sale from one state to another.
I wish I could talk to that person. I know that they would never call, probably not even listen, but I would like to know if that person really believes that.
That it's unsafe?
Yes.
Well, there are inherent dangers to raw milk. I mean, if it's not handled in a the most clean fashion, then you can have all kinds of problems with it. There's no doubt about it. But you know, these people want to take that risk.
Stop into your local bathroom and see what risks there are there.
No doubt.
I mean, if we're gonna get all crazy about little risks, then we might as well be living in padded cells, right?
I drank raw milk. We've had it at our house for at least the last 5 years.
According to Allgaier's troubles, Judge Lawrence Stengel said if he's found to violate the law again, he'll have to pay the FDA's costs for investigating and prosecuting him. His customers are wary of talking publicly, fearing the FDA will come after them.
No doubt.
I can't believe in 2012 the federal
Americans are scared.
They sure are.
To talk
poor little things.
To the press because they're afraid that their government will come after them for milk.
I can't believe in 2012 the federal government is raiding Amish farmers at gunpoint all over a basic human right to eat natural food, said one customer who asked not to be named, but got weekly shipments of eggs, milk, honey, and butter from Rainbow Acres.
My God, they just don't stop, do they?
In Maryland, they force taxpayers to pay for abortions, but God forbid we want the same milk our grandparents drank. The FDA, though, said the judge made the right call in halting Mr. Allgaier's cross-border sales, saying interstate sale of raw milk is allowed in Pennsylvania, and Mr. Allgaier had previously received a warning letter advising him that interstate sale of raw milk for human consumption is illegal. How dare he just... Who does he think he is? Flaunting our legislators! Flaunting our bureaucrats! Our laws! Our regulations! Who does... We voted for these people! Oh, wait, no, I didn't vote. Did you guys vote for them?
I don't even know who you're talking about, but since I don't vote generally, I probably didn't.
Did you vote for them? The FDA?
The FDA, no, they're just some appointed group that likely the rules have never been created by a legislative body. These are just the organization was legislated into place to regulate, and then they've made these rules up.
The funny thing about the FDA, too, is if you can, I'll see if I can pull up the list, but you can find lists of the number of people that are on organizations like the FDA that are actually or were lobbyists for various food industries.
Like the milk manufacturers.
Right. It's just insulting.
The FDA says that after an extensive study with the Centers for Disease Control, another government organization, it concluded that there is no time when raw milk is safer. They dispute those who say that pasteurization, the process of heating food to kill harmful organisms, makes milk less healthy. See, we are the FDA, and we know everything. We are infallible. And, you know, even if they're right, let's say they're right, and that, you know, the raw milk is, you know, it's always a riskier thing to drink raw milk. It's just an insult to freedom of choice to suggest that people shouldn't be able to take risks, that people shouldn't be able to make risky decisions about things. So should I also not be able to order a steak rare? Because that's risky, isn't it?
I would say that there's some risk to it.
What about cooking eggs over easy? Isn't that risky, too?
I would think that there's probably some risk to
it. Right. So do we need the FDA also doing sting operations when it comes to, you know, restaurants serving things at certain temperatures?
A lot of restaurants won't serve a medium hamburger for just that reason.
How crazy is this going to become? Because if this is, you know, a harbinger of things to come, then what's next? 855-450-FREE. Because don't think they're going to stop here. As long as people are obedient, as long as they do what they're told, they'll just keep creating regulations. They'll just keep going. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined
Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got a lot of them. And unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, we don't charge you for it. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy our news updates. You can get signed up. And whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, you will know first if you are on the news updates list. And you can do that by following us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you prefer. Head on over to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there.
Check out gold.freetalklive.com. If you're going to be purchasing some precious metals, check out gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some of the best rates available to you on the internet at gold.freetalklive. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you not only great rates, but great service, fast shipping. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And not only you're getting the gold and the silver that you want to get for whether it's an investment or barter currency or a hedge against inflation, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we'll continue with your calls here in a moment. Just a few more thoughts on the news. This is important. They're taking criminals off the streets, keeping your children safe from raw milk. An Amish farmer has been threatened. He has lost a court case in federal court versus the FDA. He is going to be shutting down his farm. Luckily, I don't think he's looking at any time in jail. In this particular case, he has simply been threatened out of business. And he has decided that he's just going to shut his business down rather than try to restructure his operation to be federally approved. So that's the end of that, Amish farmer. And he's not the only one.
This raw milk thing is something I forgot to mention. Is this is a way for local farmers to be able to stay in business rather than becoming sort of this part of this large, homogenized, big agri thing. Mm-hmm. This is a way for local farmers to serve their local communities because, you know, people, different people want different things. Some people want organic vegetables. Some people want fresh local vegetables. You know, there's all kinds of different things. Some people want raw milk, and some people want organic raw milk. And there's all different aspects to this, and this is a way for them to serve their local community. Some people just want farms in their local community because they feel that it insulates them from an economic collapse. All kinds of things. There's the slow money movement. And this is all part of it. And this is how the government goes about being the enforcer for its big business cronies. All the people out there that, you know, claim to want to, you know, see government work for the people. Well, you can't give power to the government and then expect it to work for the people.
Hey, you wanted them to have an FDA, right? I mean, if you're the kind of person out there who thinks, yeah, well, the FDA is valuable. It's just that they make a few mistakes from time to time. Hey, you were the one who opened Pandora's box if you're someone who supports the FDA. Because as soon as you say, it's okay for government to tell us what we can and can't eat, there you go. Everything can come out of that. Any sort of crazy control that you never really originally intended with the idea of the FDA is now, it's coming. If it's not here, it's coming next. Because as soon as one regulation exists, 1,000 regulations can exist. Yep. And as soon as 1,000 exists, 20,000. And then 200,000. And before
they're
you know
all legitimate.
It, right. Before you know it, it's in every corner of your life. So a little more about what happened to Mr. Allgaier here, just so you have an idea exactly how important the FDA thought this case was. They, let's see, they began looking into Mr. Allgaier in late 2009 when an investigator in the agency's Baltimore office used aliases to sign up for a Yahoo user group made up of Rainbow Acres customers. The investigator placed orders for fresh milk and had it delivered to private residences in Maryland, where it was picked up and documented as evidence in the case. I wonder if they're still storing it as By crossing state lines, it became part of interstate commerce and thus subject to the FDA's ban. At one point, the FDA made a 5 a.m. visit to Mr. Allgaier's farm, but he turned them away, though not before they observed milk containers labeled for shipment to Maryland. After the FDA first took action, Mr. Allgaier changed his business model. He's a sneaky one, that Amish farmer. He arranged to sell shares in the cows to the customers, arguing then that the cows were then owned by the customers. Therefore, the customers owned the milk, and he was simply transferring the milk to the owners.
This is not an uncommon practice for local farmers to do the animal share program.
But Judge Stengel called that deal, quote, merely a subterfuge, unquote.
That's right. You lying, stinking Amish people.
The practical result, said the judge in his 13-page opinion, is that
this is a ruse, right? Well, you know, when an Amish guy goes and says, okay, well, I want to sell my customers raw milk, so I'll just go ahead and do this farm share program that so many places have, then it's a ruse. But when big corporations incorporate in order to protect their owners and their CEOs from the legitimate mm-hmm. gripes and actions of other people. I mean, I lost a lot of money in Enron. Why can't I sue the people who did bad things there?
Because they're protected. They're protected. Corporations. But that's what government does, Mark. It gives people...
It protects those...
Right,
that
it gives the rich and the powerful and those who know the law and they know the legal system. It gives them protection from the rest of us mundane folks. In his 13-page opinion, the judge wrote, "The practical result of the arrangement is that consumers pay money to Mr. Allgaier and receive raw milk." The grass-fed on the Hill Buying Club has about 500 active members. Liz Retzig, a mom who's become raw milk activist and is an organizer of the group, said the lawyers who pursued the case against Mr. Allgaier ought to be ashamed. She said many families are dependent on the milk for health reasons and nutritional needs, so a lot of people will be desperately trying to find another source now. Hey, just like pot buyers and other drug users, just like anybody that's interested in a particular product, what do you know? You take out the dealer, and the customers are still there.
And how much did it cost to take this dealer out is what I want to know.
They've been investigating and prosecuting him since 2009.
Right. I mean, so what did the federal government spend of your tax? I mean, here,
hundreds of thousands, I would guess.
In this era of austerity, how much did the federal government spend of your tax money going after Amish guy?
We have to send a message. We have to send a message to all these other Amish farmers and everyone else out there who would dare sell their products without our permission. This will not be tolerated in this America.
That's
this
right.
is the land of the free. Who do you think you're dealing with here?
Indeed.
So how do you feel about this? 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. I think it's interesting, though, that this woman's pointing out, look, we're just going to find someone else. We still want raw milk. The federal government hasn't convinced us with its prosecutions, so we're going to find another provider. So just like in the drug war, you take out the dealers, another dealer will step up to replace them, because as long as market demand exists for a product or service, it will always be provided, no matter whether it's prohibited or not. We've had Amish girls get busted in the Walgreens parking lot for trying to do a drug deal, basically, with raw milk. I mean, they're sitting in the car with a carafe of raw milk waiting for their customer to pull up next to them in the parking lot so they can surreptitiously do a transaction. I mean, that's how crazy this is.
What are they doing in a car?
You know, some Amish have cars.
Some Amish have cars.
Some of them
are driven around, though.
All right, so maybe they rode up on horses, Mark. I don't know. I don't remember all the details of the story, but that is a story. All right, so Aaron is in Cincinnati. You can bring up anything you want. Aaron, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I actually just got my selective service papers from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And fun. And I was sort of wondering, like, about all this. Like, it keeps on, the main thing that stuck out to me is it says male has to, and if you're female, you get to just skip out on it. And I'm wondering, like, is there any precedent? Like, has anybody actually tried to challenge that yet, or...
Like, you mean, are you, when you say challenge it, are you saying, like, to try to force females into the system, or...
Because girls don't have to do it, why do I have to do it? I don't want to do this at all, like, either.
When my mom and dad are really anti-military, and when that came for my brother in the mail, my mom just threw it in the garbage, and nothing ever happened. But I've heard that some states have laws where they'll actually... Like when you get a driver's license or something like that, they'll automatically sign you up. But I think it depends on the state. So.
That's probably true. In fact, Aaron, if you want to hang on, you say it's papers. I remember when it was me, I got just like a postcard. So I wonder if there's more, is it like a longer form nowadays? It's been a long time for me. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, selective service, Amish farmers, whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And, by the way, some of the features on those sites, we give them away, so it does cost us a little bit of money to run the site. Luckily, we've got some great advertisers like SACL CAI that kind of help us out with that, but there are other ways that you can help support the show financially. One of those ways is by shopping with us. So, you've probably done online shopping before, in which case you've likely shopped through Amazon, so you know that they've got a huge selection, categories all over the place, including groceries, and that you can order through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you will find different Amazon links to different countries. Click in the right Amazon for you, and it's just your regular Amazon experience at that point. It's what you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price.
What happens if you click on the wrong Amazon link for your country?
Well, you'd be going to Amazon Germany or something like that. I mean, if you're,
I know that they have an Amazon UK. I can still speak that language.
Yeah. You're going to pay a lot more for shipping in that case.
Okay.
It's probably in pounds or whatever it is they use, euro now.
No, they use pounds now. Pounds in euro in Britain, I think. Yeah. You can go and see for yourself, Mark, and then find out what it costs. Actually, I did buy something through Amazon Canada one time because they didn't have it anywhere else. So it's possible to do that. You just have to wait a little longer. It's international shipping and all that. So go again to shop.freetalklive.com. A gentleman on the phones dropped off during the break, but he had called about the selective service and how he just got his papers and, you know, he doesn't want to do this. And I wish that I had had the gumption to say no when I was 18. I was scared, though, at that time. I had not really become a principled, liberty-minded person at that point. I certainly wasn't anywhere near the idea of non-cooperation or civil disobedience. And so, for
but
me...
But they make it very difficult for you not to get to this selective service thing.
No, they don't. I mean, unless you're in one of those states like Julia suggested where you have to do it in order to get a driver's license, the only difficulty is the threats that they levy against you. If you read the card, at least he said there were papers, but he's not here now, so we can't ask him the details. But when it was me, it was like a postcard, basically. Mm-hmm. And it said on there that you had to do this or else you would face up to 5 years in prison and like a $500,000 fine. Nowadays, I know that they made it so you don't have to, that you can't get like federal aid for college or something like
right.
that. So there's that. If you want to get a federal job, then you can't get a federal job. So for me, you know, I don't care about getting a federal job, and I certainly don't care about their money for college. So
a lot of people, you know, they're going to say to themselves, do I want that free money in college? And, you know,
well, it's
never
free.
Strings are attached.
You have to pay it back, but you pretty much...
Pell Grant's free.
Yeah, but they don't... I don't know.
I signed up for it.
Now, I have a small amount of federal student loans,
mm-hmm.
and they never offer me any Pell Grants, and I make not a lot of money at all on paper, and I don't, you know what I mean? A lot of the questions are like, do you take food stamps, blah, 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 and I don't have anything like that, so it's not like I've ever reaped any government benefits, and they give you mostly loans, and then like a small percentage is like a loan that I don't have to pay interest on.
Hmm.
They say Pell Grants are an option, but like they, I don't know why. I mean, I feel like I would be more eligible than anybody.
You would think.
So the Selective Service.
But I signed up for the Selective Service because I didn't know any better. And it's never,
right.
It's never resulted in anything in my life.
Well, it's because they didn't bring the draft back, thank goodness. But that's the point. For those that don't know, maybe there are younger people out there that are listening that never heard of the Selective Service system. Or maybe, I guess it's possible some ladies haven't heard of it because you don't get the postcards.
No.
Only males do. This is the government's draft system. It has never truly been eliminated. When they ended the draft in the 1970s after the Vietnam War, they kept the selective service going. So this whole time, the entire structure for the draft, the political structure for the draft, has been in existence. The draft boards are still there. They're still populated with people. The Selective Service is still operating. It's still sending out these postcards to every 17-year-old boy across the country, which is, of course, another reason not to put your kids in government school, by the way. That's how they likely get your information.
I wouldn't know.
And they're sending out these draft cards. They're threatening people, and they're getting these young men to turn over their information voluntarily. Of course, not really voluntary if you're scared of the federal government, but ultimately you don't have to do it, and I think Julia's right, there aren't really any actual penalties. I don't know of any, I'm no lawyer, you know, I haven't done all the research, but I've never heard of anybody having to pay a $500,000 fine to the federal government for not signing up for selective service. I think they just put that on there to scare
you. I think it's a case where, you know, most people will fill it out. Because it's a postcard from the government.
Sure.
And especially because most kids are living at their parents when they're 18, and their parents will give it to them to fill out if they don't see it. So I don't think they feel like they need to go after people. You know, they have your information. They can get you if they want
very...
to.
That's the strangest part. They know enough to send me the card, but they want
but
me
they
to fill it out.
They need you to sign it. They need you to say yes.
I guess
but
that's
they don't
it.
Really need you to say
right? I mean, it's for the draft.
But why?
I mean,
right.
I mean
if they don't
nominally.
Need it, then why are they doing it?
It's a nominally a draft is not supposed to be voluntary anyway.
Although there are theories out there that suggest that if they do bring the draft back, that you're not supposed to cross the yellow line or something.
There's
like that.
There's all kinds of theories in this world, no doubt about it.
Maybe it's because when they implemented it, that was the old America where they at least had to pretend like they were still following like the Constitution and all that.
I see what you're saying. So
and
it's like
now,
a relic.
Right, like now they just really can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they don't want to say that. So they kind of still, they pretend like they follow the laws, right?
Well, yeah, sending out those postcards does give bureaucrats jobs. So, you know, maybe cutting the program would result in too much complaints from the unions.
I want to know who's on these local draft boards.
Good question.
I have never even heard of one.
They exist.
Yeah, but who's on them?
You'd have to contact the Selective Service, and then I don't know if they get that information out publicly. File a Freedom of Information Act request.
Never
see where
heard
that gets
of
you.
Somebody who's on a local draft board.
Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's your experience with Selective Service or anything goes. Jay is listening in Indy. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, hi, guys. I just wanted to, before I started talking about my topic, is I wanted to mention how awesome Audible.com was and Amazon.shop.freetalklive.com.
Well, great. So you went and got a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Not only did I get a free audiobook, I got hooked on the service, and I downloaded about 17 different audiobooks, and I really love
17.
The service.
So was it your first time with an audiobook, or had you had audiobooks before in the past?
I've been listening to podcasts for a long time, but, you know, it never was so easy as just going Audible.
Wow.
And I really liked that I was able to go there and support you guys at the same time.
Audible needs to hire this guy. I mean, he's a great...
Yeah, that's an endorsement.
Yeah, that's a great customer testimonial. And if you think about it, they're pretty sharp, Audible, by advertising on podcasts for audiblepodcast.com/FTL, free audiobooks. I mean, it's a perfect audience for their product.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm more than welcome. You know, I'm more than willing to start accepting payments right now. But what I really wanted to talk about was circumcision.
Oh, boy.
And you know, it's such a horrible thing, right?
It is.
Like, these people are mutilating their children, and, you know...
But they don't see it that way. You're talking about male circumcision, right? I mean, because female circumcision is even more horrible, but thankfully...
It's illegal.
It doesn't go on around here.
Yeah, well, either way, I can't even tell you the difference. I mean, all I got to say is that the, you know, and... In Poland, they had it figured out, and what they did is they took care of the problem.
What did they do?
Oh, well, you know, they recognized that it's a violation of rights, and so what they did was they went and they took all of those individuals who were circumcising their children, and they put on a work so that they would have to, you know, pay restitution to those children who they violated.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Like, should children who've been circumcised or had other sort of cosmetic things done to them as children, operations or whatever that their parents foisted upon them, should they be able to take their parents to court?
I think that actually happened in the United States, and the guy won.
Jay, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Like, I'm not that upset about it, you know?
Well, I like my mother, yeah. And I'm not going to go... and I'm not even certain that she actually had the choice. I was adopted, you know, at that point, the hospital kind of feels like they're in charge. And, you know, who knows what kind of options she had. And at that time... You know, people just believe that that's what you do.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Hey, there was something we started Saturday night. We never got past the first one of five. We had five deathbed regrets. And I think it's an interesting list with some useful information. So we'll get to that. And, of course, your calls about anything. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.